From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. A car bomb targeting a police bus in Istanbul killed 11 people, including 7 officers, and wounded 36 others during the morning rush hour Tuesday. Multiple ambulances were sent to the scene in the central historic district of Veznedar near Istanbul University and Bayezid Square, a popular tourist destination. After visiting the wounded being treated in Haseki Hospital, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Turkey's fight against terrorists will continue to the end. The blast, which occurred on the second day of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, is the latest of several attacks in Istanbul and Ankara this year. There has been no immediate claim of responsibility for the bombing. A big climate announcement could come this week in Washington. Experts are watching to see if Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi commits to ratifying the Paris Climate Agreement before the end of the year. If India ratifies the deal, that will put it on the brink of going into force well ahead of the original 2020 target. Advocates say it would be a strong signal that developing countries are serious about fighting climate change. But critics note that India has committed to very little under the Paris Agreement. Modi is on a state visit to the United States, including a special address to a joint meeting of Congress and his 7th meeting with President Obama. Please look at our website. You can access it at www.voanews.com. This reminder that you are listening to VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Washington and Beijing will enforce sanctions against North Korea for its recent nuclear weapons and ballistic missile program.
Neither one of our nations will accept North Korea as a nuclear weapons state, and we are both determined to fully enforce the U.N. Security Council Resolution 2270. So I'm grateful that our Chinese counterparts agreed to have experts from each of our countries come together to coordinate the full and effective implementation of sanctions going forward from now.
China, which is the North's main ally and benefactor, supported the tougher sanctions against the North. About 2,000 NATO troops are conducting a large-scale military training exercise with an airborne operation in the Polish central city of Toruń. As part of the biggest Poland-led exercise in the country since the 1989 end of communism, the troops parachuted Tuesday into the training area in the city with the objective to secure a bridge on the Vistula River. U.S. troops of the 82nd Airborne Division flew from Fort Bragg, North Carolina. British troops flew from a NATO base in Ramstein, Germany, while Polish troops arrived from a base in Krakow in southern Poland. More than 20 NATO member states began the 10-day Anaconda 16 exercises as part of efforts to reassure Central and Eastern European countries concerned by Russia's actions in eastern Ukraine. The Kremlin denounced the exercises, saying they do not contribute to an atmosphere of trust and security on the continent. The United Nations Refugee Agency reports tens of thousands of people in southeast Niger have been forced to flee their homes in the wake of escalating attacks by Boko Haram militants. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency reports that attacks by Boko Haram on Friday, Sunday, and Monday on the town of Boso displaced an estimated 50,000 people in the troubled Diffa region. UNHCR spokesman Adrian Edwards says those fleeing Boso are mainly walking westward to the town of Tumor, some 30 kilometers to the west.
Many people are reported to be traumatized, worried about their safety. People are sleeping in the open. People urgently need shelter. They need other help. The welfare of these people, others forced to flee in this region, is at present of great concern. Insecurity, lack of access, have long hampered humanitarian operations in parts of this region.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Both Republicans and Democrats alike have condemned presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump for his comments about the ethnicity of a judge.
That's the latest world news from VOA.